This is the 20th anniversary of that successful operation, which was part of the most successful U.S. assistance program since the
market. Nanlugar dasturi asosida 1991-yildan beri 7600 jangovar kallak va 900 qit'alararo ballistik raketa yo'q qilingan. Yoqut operatsiyasi va boshqa amaliyotlarni olib borgan hamda uni o'rgangan jurnalist va tadqiqotchilar xulosasi shuki, Nanlugar loyihasi Amerikaning Marshall rejasidan keyingi eng muvaffaqiyatli ko'mak dasturidir. Dunyo yadroviy xavfsizligini ta'minlash insoniyat oldidagi eng zarur vazifalardan biri ekanini hisobga olsak, dedi bu ekspertlar. Ko'p sohalarda kelisha olmaydigan davlatlarning bunday nozik ishlarni hamjihatlikda bajara olgani ulkan yutuq.
People in Kazakhstan deeply care about national security and nuclear non-proliferation. We did a lot in this sphere. We closed the nuclear testing site. We joined the NPT as a non-nuclear state. We get rid of our fourth largest nuclear arsenal.
Qozog'iston 1991-yilda mustaqillikka erishganida atom aslahalari bo'yicha 4-chi o'rinda edi. Respublika ulardan butkul voz kechgan. Mamlakatning Vashingtondagi elchisi Kayrat Umarov deydiki, uning davlati nafaqat Markaziy Osiyo, balki butun jahon atom qurollaridan xoli bo'lishini istaydi va bu yo'lda faol harakat qilmoqda.
At the time that the Nanlugar Act came into being, the Soviet Union was breaking up, and only a few months later, Kazakhstan gained its independence. A few months after that, Sam Nunn and I decided to visit Almaty.
Hozirda iste'foga chiqqan senator Lugar fikricha, agar Qozog'iston va uning qatorida Ukraina va Belarus o'z hududidagi atom material va inshootlaridan qutulishni xohlamaganida, bugun vaziyat tamoman boshqacha bo'lishi mumkin edi. Yangi mustaqil davlatlar o'z kelajagini yadroviy qurollarda ko'rmadi. Ularni rad etdi va bu borada xalqaro hamjamiyat bilan hamkorlik qildi. Bu respublikalardagi bugungi ahvol bizga qanchalik yoqadi yoki yoqmaydi, deydi Arbob. Rahbarlarning bundan chorak asr oldin qilgan strategik qarorlarini olqishlamay bo'lmaydi.
As we sit here tonight and think about this as a great success story, it's very easy to forget that Nanlugar almost didn't happen.
Sovet ittifoqidan qolgan yadroviy qurollar va ashyolar taqdiri haqida kitob yozgan amerikalik jurnalist, Washington Post gazetasi muharriri David Hoffman qayd etishicha, SSSR o'rnida 15 yangi davlat paydo bo'lar ekan, ularda yotgan atom arsenali Washingtonni u qadar tashvishga solmagan. Asosiy e'tibor Amerikaning 75 yillik dushmani barbod bo'layotgani dedi. Kommunizmning ajali yetdi va undan qutulayapmiz deya yengil nafas olayotgan siyosatdonlar qurollar va yangi tuzumlar oldidagi muammolar bilan shug'ullana boshlagunicha ancha payt o'tdi, dedi jurnalist. Senator Lugar va Nan jonbozlik ko'rsatib masalani ko'tarmaganida nima bo'lar edi? Vaqtni boy berish xavf darajasini oshirgan bo'lar edi albatta, deydi ekspert.
Having been in on the ground floor of the Nanlugar program, I can tell you that even, you know, in 94, you know, the Nanlugar program was still fresh.
Hozirda Oq uyda Milliy xavfsizlik kengashi ommaviy qirg'in qurollari va terrorizmga qarshi kurash idorasi rahbari Laura Holgate o'sha paytda yosh mutaxassis edi va loyihada ishlagan. Dastur davlatlar orasida ishonchni oshirgan, deydi u. Ayniqsa Amerika va Qozog'iston orasida. Bugun respublika yadroviy xavfsizlikni ta'minlashda yetakchi rol o'ynaydi.
I say I'm the only Democrat in Washington D.C. that will let a Republican speak totally for me. And Dick Lugar has my proxy.
Iste'fodagi senator Sam Nunn bugun Washingtonda hukmron siyosiy tarqoqlik va o'zboshimchalik kayfiyatidan norozi. 1990-yillarda Amerika poytaxtida siyosatchilar til topisha olar edi. Shu bois davlat xalqaro maydonda ham jiddiy ishlarni bitira olgan, deydi u.
This was a big boost to the Nanlugar program. There were a lot of skeptics, and it really set a good precedent for the whole concept of removal and elimination, not just in place, but in this case, removing it from the country.
AQSh mudofa vazirligida ishlagan va bugungi kunda Ebola epidemiyasiga qarshi sa'y-harakatlarga boshchilik qilayotgan Andrew Weber ta'kidlashchi, o'tgan yili Suriyani kimyoviy qurollardan tozalashdi hamda hozir Ebolaga qarshi amaliyotlarda Nanlugar dasturidagi tajriba qo'l kelmoqda. Eng asosiysi xalqaro kelishuvga erishish va uni texnik jihatdan amalga oshira olish, deydi Weber.
Since then, Kazakhstan has been at the forefront of nuclear non-proliferation efforts and a major force in the multilateral institutions that underpin.
Davlat departamentida Markaziy Osiyo bilan aloqalarga mas'ul diplomatlardan biri, mintaqada elchilik qilgan Richard Hogland dediki, Qozog'iston bilan aloqalar metindek mustahkam. Qozog'iston shubhasiz mintaqaviy lider dedi. Nimaiki masala bo'lmasin, AQSh bilan maslahatlashmay ish tutmaydi. Yadroviy xavfsizlikni ta'minlash hamkorligimizning muhim bir qismi dedi rasmiy. Navbahor Imamova, Washington.